Okay, well, I've run all the way back from Marina Del Rey here to the studios so that I can do this segment with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. I'm a little out of breath there, and then after this segment and during the commercial break, I have to run all the way back out to Marina Del Rey, Beth, to continue our interview with our guest.
Good thing you're a marathon runner.
Oh, Lordy, but my knees are going to be killing me later. I can tell you that right now.
Yep.
So we are... We are having some fun on the program, and we have been talking the last few weeks, and this has kind of been, it's one of those things where one of our guests said some months ago or even weeks ago to my comment that once you have, once your mind has been expanded, it cannot contract. You can choose to ignore the expansion, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, that's fine, but you're still responsible for it because...
Right.
You came to that, we'll say, aha moment. So personal responsibility is a big deal when it comes to our relationships, whether it's a personal relationship with a spouse or a mate, friends, family, business acquaintances, and again, the list goes on. But we're still responsible for creating and developing community. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to relate to you very quickly an incident that happened to me on a drive just the other day. I was traveling down this one road, and it was morning during the week, so there was a fair amount of traffic. Gentleman in front of me pulled out of a driveway, no problems. He moved forward on the roadway with his right turn signal on, and we passed this open parking space on the side of the road, so he was going to parallel park. But I didn't know that. So now I'm pulled up almost right behind him. And I have someone behind me. And for probably 3 minutes, this situation went on to where he actually got out of his car, came back to my car. My windows were rolled down. And he said, "What, are you an idiot? Are you from Mars?" And all I could say to him was, he says, "Don't you know this signal means go around?" I said, "Sir, I'm not going into oncoming traffic." Now, this was a two-way street. It was only two lanes and parked cars on the sides. And I said, "I'm responsible for me." And he just glared at me as he walked back to his car, kept glaring at me, finally got in his car, went around the corner. And by the way, I drove by that place about 2 hours later. He had parked around the turn, the right turn, on the corner. So in other words, there was another space available for him. But I didn't get charged up over it. I thought, you know, this is a small community here in Santa Barbara.
Right.
I don't need to generate that here. I don't want to deal with the karma, for one. But what if this guy might be an advertiser?
Right.
What if I see him in a grocery store?
Right. What if I move in next door to him?
What if I... So I just kept it on me. I said, "I'm responsible for me." I didn't say anything about him, about how he didn't have room to park there, or he, you know, how am I supposed to know he's going to double park? A parallel park or anything else. I just said, "Hey, I'm responsible for me.
Let it begin with me."
Yeah. So let's talk about that in terms of because we've been talking about this for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Right. You know, this has been a very rare time in that there have been 3 eclipses in the course of 30 days, and the eclipses always reveal. And the interesting thing for me is I get daily calls. I've had just in the last week, it's just been daily calls and emails about, "Is it Mercury retrograde?" "No." "Then why do I feel so strange?" Or, "Why is it so hard?" Or, "Why is my computer breaking down?" Or, "Why are there so many confrontational moments?" And it's not about the thing. It's about what the thing means to us, or where we go in our heads and our hearts with these moments of our external existence. And it's a very revelatory time, and the things that are revealed are are being revealed in order to enhance our relationship with God and with ourselves, because if that's not solid, it will be much more difficult to be a good community member. And so, you know, the story you shared just really illustrates that exact point. Now, on a good day, you know, we can do that. We don't always have good days.
Yeah.
But that level of consciousness about, this is another human being. And if this human being is behaving poorly, you know, this person is suffering in some way. Happy people don't do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can have enough patience and compassion with the other person, keep your focus on yourself and try and have an epiphany,
yeah.
you know, with it. What is the epiphany here? You know, always be asking yourself, what is being revealed and what is the grace in it?
You know, this gentleman could be listening and he knows who he is. And if he's not, he still knows who he is. But, you know, there was one thing that I noticed after the fact more than anything else was that as frustrated as he was, he didn't really get that angry.
It could have been worse.
This guy could have come flying out of his car, opened my door, pulled me out and threw me in the street. I mean, it could have, you're right.
It could have escalated.
But
it
he,
could have, yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't seem as though he was the type to do that kind of stuff. And so he just, I think he was also trying to keep it cool because I think he needed to get to his next appointment, whatever it was.
Well, and also, if you project an energy of calm,
yeah.
if you project an energy of de-escalation, where I am not going to see you and raise the ante, you know,
yeah.
if you just project an energy of calm and de-escalation rather than escalation, you also increase your chances of a better scenario.
Yeah, I've also noticed too, and I've asked this question of you and of our guests down through the years. about what? Why is humanity here? And of course, the main answer I get back is to experience joy, to express joy. Joy is the focal point. And I got to thinking about that with a conversation I had with a gentleman the other day. And I thought, you know what? If in every situation, literally in every situation where I'm drawn out of the now, okay, I am being coaxed. You know, you've seen the Neil from Matrix, where he's standing there in front of, or Mr. Anderson is standing there in front of the other guy, and he takes his hand, puts his arm straight out, and he with all four fingers, he coaxes the guy. Come on, come on. When I'm being coaxed out like that, if I can just remember, what do I want? I want joy here. I want joy here. Joy here. I want joy here. And that will keep us in the now. And it will keep us from reacting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was kind of profound for me as I went through that experience. And
awesome.
I wasn't really afraid.
Right.
I was a little concerned that he jumped out of his car. But what was also interesting was he the color of his car was a really cool-looking blue. I really liked the color. I don't know what this has to do with anything. And he was wearing a yellow outfit, yellow slacks, and a slightly off-yellow from the slacks shirt. Strawberry blonde hair, looked like somebody that I knew, but I knew it wasn't him. But I don't know, he just had a look about him like this could also be a really good friend somewhere down the road.
And certainly was in another time and place.
Yeah.
You know?
It was extraordinary.
Yeah.
Really was. Beth McDonald Consulting is where people can get a hold of you.
Yes.
Get more information. And very soon we are going to have these little excerpts of our conversations available on the website, richarddugan.com, so that people can sort of follow along in terms of what it is that we're doing here. And what's a phone number where they can reach you?
963-0842.
Take some time, folks, and look at the keypad and see how those numbers, what the pattern on the keypad is. I find it fascinating. I really do. Beth, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan, and I got to go back to Monterey, okay? So hang on. We got more Tell Me Your Story coming up. Stay tuned.